Tom Andrew.
Tom, how are you?
Tom as well.
Yeah. Still learning the boys.
Tom, day one, how'd you find it out there with all the teammates, new teammates?
Yeah, really good. I'm on a little bit of a different program. Had the shoulder operation in the off season, so it's good to be a part of it. It's been a sort of long period for me to get down here and get started. So really looking forward to it this morning. A little bit nervous last night and this morning. Obviously a new club, a new environment, so many new faces, but really excited for my time at Port Adelaide and to get the first training session under the belt. Feel much better after that.
And it doesn't prevent you, that shoulder, clearly from participating in running and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, probably 8 or 9 weeks post-op now, so started to pick up the workload and I'll start to pick that up towards Christmas, and then after Christmas I should nearly be full training and build from there.
Is it the sort of shoulder injury that you expect to hamper you at all going into next year, or is it sort of fixed now?
Yeah, fixed now. Dislocated it last year, around 7 or 8, and sort of carried it for the second half of the season. So it was more just to go in and get it cleaned up and make sure that we hit the ground running this year. And so it's all good now.
What made you nervous, mate?
Oh, I suppose it's a little bit probably like going to high school, I suppose, when you go into a new environment. You've been at a footy club for so long. I've been accustomed to the way the Brisbane Lions do it for 9 years, and I suppose going into a new environment and so many new faces and players that you respect across the competition, and just to see how you fit in that. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit of time to build that connection with all of us and work out our strengths and weaknesses. So I suppose just that, just getting to know the guys and the way they do things around here.
How many mates out on track?
Yeah, well, I was lucky. I was ran with Robbie today, so I've spent a little bit of time at the international rules with him. So over on the far side with him and Ollie Wines and a couple of the other boys. So it was probably not a bad little intro for me. I spent a bit of time with them and just picked Robbie's brain around as we ran around the oval and different things. So, yeah, as I said, really looking forward to the challenges that lie ahead.
What did you talk to Robbie about?
Oh, we just spoke about life, I suppose. I've just had a newborn. Jack's 10 weeks old and Robbie's, I think, 3 or 4 weeks away from having his first. So spoke a little bit about that. We spoke a little bit about footy. I suppose general chit-chat. Footballers aren't too different. No matter where you go, we're pretty similar types of blokes. So it was good just to run around with him and, yeah, just pick his brain a little bit on the way Port play and the different game plan, I suppose, a little bit as well.
Must have been great to see Robbie out there, given what he's gone through in the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no one could understand what he's gone through, but yeah, we didn't really touch on that. He's obviously going really well. From that side of things, he was covering the ground really well, and he's probably a little bit the same as me. He'll be building up towards Christmas, and then after Christmas, he'll be probably back in the full training, and he's really excited for, hopefully he can have a really good year, get the training under his belt and go from there.
He's in good spirits?
Yeah, really good spirits. I think he's a little bit nervous about the newborn as well. Not too far away. Everyone that's got kids knows that it's a life changer straight away, so he's in really good spirits, and I suppose he's sort of counting down the days until he has a son himself.
When you signed at Port, I think you mentioned about maybe the chance to win a premiership here. Since then, Motlop's come on board. Watts, Tringo, McKenzie, other players as well. You obviously think Port Adelaide's in that premiership window?
Oh, I didn't mention it. A lot of people did mention it, but I think you've got to give yourself an opportunity, and the way you do that is you have a really strong pre-season. We're day one of that at the moment, and it's important that you start to string wins together once the season comes around. So for us at the moment, it's just about getting the training under the belt. There's so many new faces, older guys, and the draftees are here today as well. So you've got to build that connection with each other, work out the way, the game plan, and For us new guys, it's probably about adapting and learning the style, the way the power play. And for us, we're really looking forward to that, the education around that, the game plan, and how we fit and mould into that. So the most important thing for us is the training at the moment. But once the season starts, you've got to win the games to give yourself a chance. So absolutely, every player plays to play in September, and we think if we can connect and play good footy, we give ourselves a really good chance.
Well, that's the difficulty with so many new players come on board, that makes the pre-season even more important.
Oh, I would say so, yeah. I probably haven't been a part of it as such, but there's no doubt that you've got to learn the game plan and fit into that, and you can bring little differences to that. I think Port Adelaide's list is really strong. They've got some really good young talent. Sam Powell Pepper, Ollie Wines, they've got a really good core, strong midfield group. So it's important for me probably that I fit into that and work out my role within that, whether I'm through the middle or forward, and it's probably just learning the game plan and adapting to that.
Is that something you can see yourself doing, playing a bit more forward, to let the Ollie Wines and the Power Peppers play in a position that you've traditionally played?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, I spent all my junior footy as a forward and then went into the midfield up at Brisbane, and the ability to play in those two positions, I think AFL footy these days, you've got to have flexibility about yourself, and I think it's really exciting. The forward line that we could possibly have this year with Jack Watts and Stevie Motlop and guys like that coming on as well. And Charlie obviously had an outstanding season last year, and he'd look to build on that. So I'm happy to play any role, probably not down back, probably don't want to play full back. But other than that, yeah, it's adapting and playing those different positions and fitting into the team system as best I can.
And Tom, you've been a very good player for a long time, but Ken's pretty hard taskmaster. Has he set some high goals for you, or has he set the benchmark early on, or is that yet to come?
Probably yet to come. We've had some really good discussions and where we see myself and where I fit into the team. So I think for me, Kenny was really honest and upfront right from the start, and the conversations were always really good, and I felt like I had that relationship with him straight away. And I think you've seen with the recruits that have come to Port Adelaide in the past, they've all improved on where they've been in from their form. So I'm really looking forward to that, and hopefully I can continue to grow, and I think my best football is still in front of me, and hopefully I can continue to improve, and I really look forward to the relationship I build with Ken and the playing group.
And it's a bit of a sea change. Obviously Brisbane's, you know, passionate football town, but probably more a rugby town. How have you adjusted to, you know, it's obviously big press conferences and a lot of attention over here. Are you embracing that, loving it?
Yeah, well, I grew up in country Victoria, and AFL was all you knew, so it is a change for me, but probably one that I'm looking forward to. You can be protected a little bit up in Brisbane. You read the paper and you're 8 pages deep, and you get one little article, and it might not even be about Brisbane, it might be about the Suns or something like that. So to be back in that football hub, and the Port Adelaide supporter base is very, very united. They're very passionate, and I'm really looking forward to getting back and almost back into a footy state, and I think it puts a little bit more pressure on yourself to perform, and that's, for me, I want to see what I can do and really challenge myself in the next few years to see what I'm capable of.
Tom, was there a 2K time trial run this morning?
There was a time trial. I don't think it was a 2K time trial. I think it might have been a block of 1Ks or something like that, yeah. Okay.
You didn't do that then?
No, I didn't do that. I was obviously in rehab, so I've just started running not long ago. So I think the boys ran pretty well from all reports. Nice warm day out there, but they all seem to be covering the ground pretty well.
Have you been given a jumper number as yet?
Not at this stage. I think that they'll be released in the sort of coming days.
Anything yep. What in your sights?
Pardon?
Anything in your sights?
Number? Yeah, I do know it, but we'll hold it back for the. I think the club want to have a release later, so you sit by the phones and wait for that one.
What was the main reason you joined Port?
There was a number of factors in the end. The family side of it was really important for me. Not to say that Brisbane's not a family club or anything like that. I wanted to give myself an opportunity. To play good footy and set my family up, obviously with a newborn and so on. And Port Adelaide gave me a 4-year contract, and that was pretty important for me, the security of that fourth year as it panned out. And I think Port Adelaide's list demographic is something that drew me as well. They're actually quite a young group. Most people think we're probably a little bit older than what we are, but last season we were the fourth youngest team in the comp, which would surprise a lot of people, but the depth that they have and the opportunity to play in front of big crowds at Adelaide Oval, passionate supporters. I think you come to a traditional club with so much history, and to be part of that now and hopefully write some of our own history, and that was seen to be something that I will hold close to me if we can do that and make it something special. And to play in front of 50,000 people at Adelaide Oval, I've been on the other end of it and it's quite daunting. You still get goosebumps when the Never Tear Us Apart comes on and stuff like that. And I've been in Brisbane, as I said, for a number of years, and we play in front of 8,000 people, which is not really where you want the game to be. And so for the opportunity to play, as I said, in front of 50,000 people, and hopefully we can have some success. And I'm looking forward to the challenges that lie in front of us, because, as you know, the AFL competition's so close these days that anyone can win nearly any given day. So if I can help that in any way to win more games, and hopefully we can do that.
Do you fear for Queensland footy at all,
Tom? I don't fear for Queensland footy. I think there's still a lot of work to do, and I wish the Gold Coast and Brisbane all the best. I think it's important that we have a strong competition, and hopefully they get a new facility up there, the Lions, that they've been fighting so hard for a number of years. And it's not a... I was so excited today that you can just leave your boots and you can leave everything in your locker here and know that you train here every day. In Brisbane, you've got to have everything in your car, because you train at five or six different venues within a matter of 2 weeks. So I don't fear for Queensland footy. That they're up against it, there's no doubt about that. You're in rugby league heartland up there. So hopefully they can turn things around and win games. And I think the Lions are on the right track, but for me, that's sort of in the background a little bit. My focus is firmly on the Port Adelaide Football Club.
And Tommy, any one player that you're really looking forward to having as a teammate as opposed to an opponent?
Yeah, there's a number of them. I think Robbie's... I ran with him today, obviously, and know him a little bit, but he's a special player. His ability, I think we all know he had a few injuries last year, and he carried that. And to perform the way he did... under those circumstances. So I can't wait to see him in full flight this year, and hopefully I get to play pretty close to him, whether it be in the midfield or forward, and just see him up close and see what he can do.
What about someone like Sam Kalpappi? You must have been thoroughly impressed with his first season this year.
Yeah, I ran into him at a cafe last Thursday just by chance, and could not believe how big he was. I'm talking height as well. He stood next to me and he dwarfed me, and I was like, I didn't realise how big he was. I've been out there against him, and he's very powerful and strong in the contest, and he's a special talent as well. But he understands that, and he's worked hard to where he is now, and he's still got a lot of hard work in front of him. There's no doubt opposition teams will put a lot of work into him, and the second year of your careers can always be really a struggle if you don't tick all the boxes, and he knows that, and he's out there training really hard at the moment. So to watch him grow in the next couple of years will be really exciting, for not only for me but for all the Power people as well.
Everyone's got you in your fantasy footy teams. If you're playing
your
form, what's that
going to
do?
Kick more goals. Fantasy footy, it's taken over, hasn't it? I don't even know the way the points work. Yeah, kick more goals. So, yeah, hopefully, as I said, we can kick more goals and go from there.
You mentioned the need that we get a bunch of new faces and the need to gel. Apart from training, is there anything else being planned off the pitch?
I'm sure there will be. I think we're going out for dinner tonight. Travis Boak, obviously the captain's organised that. So you talk about a captain that cares and a captain that's passionate about his football club. I don't think you'll get anyone more passionate about the Port Adelaide Footy Club than Travis Boak. So he's going to be... I think he's very important in getting a lot of us here, first and foremost, but I'm sure that he'll have things planned for us along the way. He's obviously got shares in the Moseley Hotel, so we'll try and get the boys down there, no doubt. But, as I said, we've only literally been here a couple of hours, so it's all sort of sinking in, and one training session under the belt, but I'm sure we'll pick that up over the next couple of weeks.
You still have a couple of scared young faces out there, the new draftees. Do you feel like one of them at all today?
Probably not like them. I think, as I said, they probably feel like they're going to primary school for the first time, and we feel like we're going to secondary school because we've been around the traps a little bit. But yeah, it's a daunting time for the draftees, and I made a point of it on Friday night to make sure that I called them all, because you never forget that phone call from especially senior players I remember mine like it was yesterday. Luke Power called me when I first got drafted, and it just makes you feel a little bit more comfortable and walking through the doors. And it's just exciting time for them, but also the football club. I think we did really well through the draft with what we brought in.
Is that just something you did off your own bat, Tom? That initiative to call the, like, as a new player at Port Adelaide yourself, is something you thought you'd do?
Yeah. I always did it in Brisbane, and it is important that, especially as an 18-year-old, that you have that connection to the club, because it makes it a lot easier when you walk through the doors. You have a face that you can immediately talk to, and you've already spoken to them. So that first barrier is sort of broken down. But for them, there's so much spinning through their heads. 2-3 days ago, they were at home with their parents, and now they're, most of them have moved in a state, and it's all just a whirlwind for them. So they'll settle in, no doubt. It'll take a little bit of adjustment, but they all seem like really good young men, and looking forward to working with them.
Well done, Tommy. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Tom. Cheers. Thank you.
Absolutely. Get about heavy rotation.